Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
All right, man, here we go. Another debacle by these New York Knickerbockers. Knicks lose 122-102 to the Detroit Pistons, who were without Derrick Rose, without Blake Griffin, without Reggie Jackson, without a point guard.
Yep.
And got flat out destroyed. JL, so you want to give me your thoughts? You want me to start off, man? Where do we go, man?
I don't know, man. It's whatever you. I'm tight, though. I'm tight for many different reasons. I'm tight for so many different reasons, man. We were in the game to start. We was there. Frank and Mitch is holding it down defensively for us, and the luck changed when Mitchell Robinson went down with the elbow.
Mitch caught a nasty bow, man. Caught a nasty bow, knocked him out clean.
Yeah. That's what all she wrote from then on. He was the only one who can really contend with the bulldozer down there.
Yeah, that was it. And obviously, you knew Drummond was going to get his. But Mitch was really our only hope at even trying to slow him down just a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because at the time before Mitch was going down, it was tied, I believe. I think it was like 12-12 before Mitch went down.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it just ballooned and we couldn't recover.
Couldn't recover at all, man. Go ahead, bro. Finish what you were saying.
Yeah, and it was a shame because it looked like Frank was playing well. He looked loose.
Yeah.
Mitch was playing well. He was grabbing up all the rebounds, preventing all these second-chance points. But it just seems like everybody else was a step slow. Having Marcus Morris kind of guard Snell, he was like a step slow.
Bro, we had Tony Snell looking like Scottie Pippen out there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, man.
Are you kidding me? Come on, man. Like, this was a game. Again, there's no gimmies, man. But this was a game, Jay Ellis, where it was just like, man, if we don't get this, man, come on, man.
What are we
right now? If we can't get this game, Tony Snell averages 7 points per game, and he dropped 24 on us. He must be in the locker room right now like, thank you, Knicks, for getting me back on track. Thank you.
Yeah, man. It's like, everybody was seemed like a step slow. They didn't like what was up with the transition defense tonight. Like,
oh my God, man! They were playing rec league cherry pick basketball. Every long rebound resulted in a transition bucket for Detroit, bro. Every time. Fizz counted 5. It was too much for me to even handle.
It was too much for me to handle, man. That's why Frank ended up not getting taken out in the first two quarters because he was the only one playing.
Couldn't afford it.
Going down.
Couldn't afford it. We needed 5 Frank Ntilikina, 4 Frank Ntilikinas and Mitch out there tonight because we could not afford to even give him a breather. The minute they took him out, we were down 9 points that quick.
It was amazing. It was amazing how many holes he was plugging up by himself with him and Mitch. And then him by himself when Mitch went down.
Man.
It was like, It's like, if we just needed one more competent defender.
On the perimeter, man, we got killed.
Yeah.
The rotations were weak. The pick and roll defense was abominable. We were losing guys. We weren't stepping over the screens. The traps were getting defeated. Lousy rotations. And these guys just had free reigns. They shot 50% from three tonight. 50% from three tonight. Tony Snell was perfect from downtown.
And the crazy part is, if you looked at the offensive numbers from the Knicks, you would think we were doing well. Like, it's crazy because you look at Julius Randle shot 53%.
Yeah.
Marcus Moore shot 50%. Mitchell Robinson 75%. Frankie Laquina shot 71% from the field.
It wasn't even the offense wasn't terrible tonight. The offense was not terrible tonight. They moved the rock in the beginning. They had good flow. They had good continuity. They had good pace. I thought Frank had a hand in that. RJ had a hand in it. Julius came back to life. He was efficient with his offense. You know, Mook came alive later on. Abomination, man.
It was all about the defense, man. It was all about the defense. And the thing is, this is one thing I was worried about in the beginning of the season with the construction of this team is Mitchell Robinson is our
is
only
it
room
is
protector.
Is it, bro? Mitch is it, bro? Mitch is it.
And once we didn't sign bring Wooten on, I was a little worried because I'm like, yo, if Mitch goes down, then what? It's free grain. You saw what happened. Like, there was a lot of pick and rolls where, like, we just needed an athletic big to break it up.
Yeah.
And then we just lob it
over
the top.
We had no interior, man. Yeah. Once Portis comes in the game, bro, I almost have to close my eyes because I'm telling you, man, like I said, nothing against the guy. He's a cool dude. Got a chance to meet him. We got to trade him, bro. We don't need him. We don't. I'm telling you, nine nights out of ten, we do not need Bobby Portis. Your three bigs, your three power forwards has to be Julius, Morris, and Kev. That's it. You don't need Portis. He's the same player. You know what I mean? You don't need him. We need defense. Taj alone is not going to cut it. And I thought, I was hoping he would. I hope he overachieved in that regard. He had a couple bright spots tonight, but Taj alone is not going to cut it, man. We need interior defense.
Badly, man. Super
Trey
badly.
Portis, man. Portis, bro.
I agree with you, man. And then even with, like, this glut at power forward, maybe you have Morris backing up Randle or Randle backing up Morris to open some of that up sometimes. Like,
yeah.
I like what Morris does on the defensive end sometimes, man. But, like, sometimes he's just too slow, depending on the matchup.
Right. But, I mean, when you have him out there with Julius, it like I said, man, I don't know. I don't know where they go with it. I'm not sure where they go with it.
I was hoping, too, in the beginning, he starts off the game looking off his own shot and giving Mitchell Robinson an easy layup, and then it seemed like he just reverted right back to calling his own number.
Yeah. Yeah. Because here's the turning point of the game, man. Here's the turning point of the game. And as soon as I seen this whole thing unfold, I poured up a glass of wine, bro, because I knew it was over. I already knew it was over just by the way the flow of the game was going, because while the defense was decent and spurts, we couldn't string together a couple good stops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were never able to really go on a run of getting stops and coming back on the other end and executing. So I knew it was going to come down to this play here. And that was the flagrant foul on Julius Randle, bro.
Man.
We were down 2 points with 8 minutes to go. Markieff splashes the three. Okay. First off, we'll blame Julius for the foul. Terrible. Terrible instincts. Terrible IQ there. You can't make that. You can't foul him there.
Nope.
Okay? But then they call a flagrant foul on that, JL. Come on, man. You're going to call a flagrant foul? I was besides myself, bro.
Dog.
I was besides myself at what the league is becoming. With all of this, review that, stop this. And this is a flagrant foul, bro? Talk to me, man.
Dude, Mitch got a concussion.
right. Mitch, my man, Mitch got a concussion, man.
I'm trying to curse. I almost said it. Mitch got a freaking concussion, CP, and he couldn't get a flagrant foul. Homeboy gets a flagrant foul for that. And then not only that, the Fizdale challenges a review because Langston Galloway.
Langston.
Pulls a Reggie Miller, kicks his foot out.
Yep.
And trips Kevin Knox. The refs review it
and still called it on that.
I couldn't believe
it. You gotta predict. The game is just, it's too much catered to the offense, man. There's too much catering to the offense, man. I'm sorry. Like, okay, you want to blame Julius? Yeah, somebody on Twitter, you know, a lot of people agree with me. Somebody else clap back. Well, that's the rule. You know, Julius, it's Julius' fault and that's it. Oh, listen, it's in the rule book, okay, but it doesn't mean that it's a good call.
Dude.
That turned around the whole game. I knew we lost from that point.
Man. Yeah, me too, man.
I knew we lost from that point. That was a 6-point swing. They went on a 19-8 run within the next 4 minutes. 6 points in less than 30 seconds, we were down.
And then they called the travel. I'm sorry.
And then and then they called the travel on the other end, and then boom, come back with down 8.
If I was Morris, man, I would have threw the ball too at that point. I can't even blame dude.
Bro.
I can't even blame dude. I was pissed. I was like, that wasn't even a travel. What Frank Lakina did before was a travel.
And at that point, that's when they go into hero ball. They stop moving it. It becomes hero ball. It becomes one-on-one. The travels start picking up. You know, Frank got called for one. Morris got called for one. Yeah, and it's sloppy, man. It just becomes sloppy. Another area, once Mitch goes down, obviously you know Drummond is going to be an animal on the boards. I mean, we only got 4 boards out of Julius and Morris each. Can't have that. Can't have it. We got to be on that. We got to be on the boards, man.
Definitely got to be on the board.
There was no way we were going to win not getting on the offensive boards or the defensive glass, and we got out rebounded by almost 20 tonight.
Yeah, at that point, you have to make concerted effort. Like, Mitchell Robinson is out. We have to put bodies on everybody and not just ball watch. We got to go after the ball, man.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is they are rebounders. Randall is a rebounder. We need to rebound. And I don't know, man. If I see Randall turn the ball over on a poked up one more time, I'm going to scream, CP. I'm going to scream.
You know, the thing with Julius is, me and you talk about this. We talk about this all the time in the offseason. And we were saying, you know, what's going to make him an all-star? What's really going to make him? Can he? When we had that episode, when we were like, can he be the guy? And to me, it was like, we know the numbers on the offensive side are going to come, but can he make winning plays for this team?
No.
What I mean? Can he make winning plays? And that's what's doomed him. He does not make, while he got his offense back on track, the lapses on defense.
Yes.
You know, the inability, like he's just not cut out for it right now.
No, he's not.
He's just not cut out for it right now. We just have to be realistic with our expectations for him. You know, the pressure's on him to be the guy. He can't be the guy.
No, he's not. Like,
he's not the guy.
He needs to be fed the ball, or he needs to shoot on the move. In the beginning of the game, when I felt like he was running and going downhill, he was unstoppable. The shooting percentage was skyrocketed back up. Every time he starts this ISO,
he tries to win it in one possession.
Yeah, it doesn't go well. It doesn't go well at all. That has to be abandoned. We need more pick and roll, please.
Yeah.
Please. Set some picks. I like the way Todd sets picks.
Yeah.
I like the way Todd sets picks. Like, it's funny because we do that dribble handoff bull, but it looked a lot better when
Taj had a couple. He had a couple bright spots. Taj had a couple bright spots. Give credit where credit is due. But yeah, you know, Julius, it just can't be that guy. Ellington. Hey, listen, I was an Ellington defender thus far, but as I've said, if he doesn't have it, go somewhere else. If you want to be more efficient on the offensive side and you don't want ISO in there dribbling, I get it. Throw in Dotson.
Yeah.
Right? Why not? Why not Dotson? If you want to get more efficient on the perimeter and you don't want, you know, I get it. You know, the apprehension of putting ISO in because he might, you know, throw off the pace of the game and be dribbling, over dribbling. I got it. Throw in Dotson.
That's my new hashtag. Why not Dot?
Free Dot is back. Free Dot is back. Somebody in the chat just said it. The chat is going fast. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up for Knicks Fan TV and the Nick of Time show. Knicks lose, but we win, man. Thanks for supporting, man. We appreciate you guys for supporting us. Free Dot is back. Jarrell Williams, Rome.
Yeah, man. Free Dot.
Alex Collins. Free Dot is back.
Free Dot is definitely back. Game wasted.
Game wasted. Game wasted. And like I said, because we in our inability to get stops, to couple stops, there was no way we were going to recover after that. Because that the 6-point swing just gave him all the momentum in the world, bro. There was no way we were going to recover from that, especially the game that Tony Snell was having, the game that Markieff Morris was having. We couldn't recover from it.
Yeah.
We were done. We were done,
Langston Galloway was picking us apart.
Langston. That's my guy, though. I like him.
I know, but he's always killing us. Always. He always kills us.
He's every always killing time. Us. Man.
He's always a damn all-star when he plays.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure Ari's going to call soon with his ISO rank.
I mean, I didn't see. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure right now with this team, man. Not even sure. And now we might not even have Mitch for Friday in Dallas.
That is a heartbreaker because he's a concussion. That means he's gonna have to be cautionary and days missed. And oh my, this is horrible.
What are you gonna put Portis on KP? Good luck tonight.
This is bad.
Good luck, man.
Bad.
Oof.
Definitely, we need Mitch just for. Oh my god.
Hey man, Anthony Edwards looked good last night.
All right.
Anybody watch Anthony Edwards? Hey man, I'm not ready yet, man. But hey,
I'm not ready either. But I started looking at highlights, man.
It's getting early in college basketball, man. College basketball just started. I heard Cole Anthony dropped 34.
Yeah, so did I. I was looking at it today.
Hey, we might have to dip in the college waters a little bit early, JL.
Dog, I was trying to save that for Feb.
1-7, what was said to be a light stretch, we just got blown out again by 20 points. One to the Kings, one to the Pistons, and we're now 1-7. So
there it is. Yeah, man. We're in trouble, man.
We're in trouble, man. But salute to everybody in the chat once again on this Wednesday night Knicks, man. Salute to everybody. If you're new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new so we can shout you guys out. This is, despite the team's record, the number one show for the fans by the fans. CP from Knicks Fan TV. My man JL's from the Nick of Time show. We are here to lighten the mood, lighten the energy a little bit. And we're going to give you guys a chance to rant, get your points across. We're going to get to the calls. Phone lines up, 657-383-1509. Let's hear from you guys, man. But before that, let me shout out Team Hashtag New. Shout out Frankie Vittorini.
All right.
Hashtag New. Deion Dreaded, welcome to the channel. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Welcome Greenhouse. Welcome King Kofi. Tank Mode. He switched King his name up. We got somebody named Tank Mode in here. Eric Scott, welcome to the chat, man. Who you want to shout out, JLs?
We got Jaquin Torres in here. Shout out to you. Hashtag new in. Okay. Lucas Jaquise.
Okay.
Here as well. Everybody else, I seen y'all here.
Real quick, I want to shout out Marcus, that guy Jones, checking in from Shaolin, living in Maryland. Shout out to Marcus. Okay, iBlock checking in from Hawaii. I'm sure they're not really minding his loss, man. You live in Hawaii, man. Things are on the good side, man. Shout out to Tristan R. Tristan says he found us last night. Welcome to the program, Tristan. CL Productions, welcome, man. So salute to everybody in the chat real quick. Thank you for the Super Chat, Tank Mode. He says it's going to be a long season. Couldn't agree with you more, man, but thanks for hanging with us. One Young Bale says, Knicks ain't been the same since Knicks tape, JL. It's 2012-2013. Yeah. Hope y'all do better. Y'all should know my team already is Brooklyn Nets. The Nets fan having pity on us, man.
Jeez.
Oof. My man, last time they did that, my man Nate said I needed to refund him his money, man. we appreciate the love, man. I can't do it. And Tamara Session, welcome to the show. All right, let's get to the calls, man. Let's go to Brooklyn. Kenyon, how you feeling, man? How you feeling tonight, bro?
Hey, what's up, fam? I've been watching you guys for end of last season.
Okay.
This is the deal. I'm 45 years old. I've been watching the Knicks since the early 80s, Rory Sparrow, Sidney Green. And I'm telling you, Fizdale is not the coach. I mean, I know you guys talking about you don't want to see transition and just some stability. There's no game plan. I understand the politics of not wanting to play any of the dudes that Phil drafted, Dotson, even Frank. He's forced to play Frank now. But I don't think Fizdale's the one for this team, man. I mean, it's just frustrating. It's November the 6th, and this is going to be the product we're going to be watching until April. It's disgusting. It's like they don't care about the fan base. They cleared all that cap space. They didn't get the top free agents. And then they sold this mess.
But what did you want them to do? Well, I mean, what did you want them to do, though, Kenyon? I mean, we couldn't get the targets.
I mean,
you had to go get
like
somebody.
If you're going
to
go ahead and develop the young players, start Knox. You know what I'm saying? You start the draft pick last year, start Barrett, but play the young guys. I don't want to – Marcus, what is Morris doing? I don't mind Randle, per se. I think Randle's just getting adjusted to a new team. But I'd rather just go with the young guys. I'm not really a big Morris fan like that, man. I mean – I don't know what else to say, but you guys, like, it's like a joke now. Like, oh, we're the butt of jokes. Like, this is New York City, and we got a subpar product, fam. Like, it is disgusting.
Oh, man, appreciate the call, man. Kenyon setting the tone, man. So who's your coaching pick before you go, man? You can't fire the coach without a backup.
I knew it, man. Let me tell you something. Y'all hate Mark. Let me tell you about Mark. The only reason Mark's not coaching is black ball because of his religious beliefs. But Mark Jackson did his thing, and he developed that Golden State squad, fam.
I know.
Come on.
Listen, I know.
Mark
Kenyon.
Jackson turned him on the Knicks in the mid-'80s, fam. Give him a shot. He's better than damn Fizdale. What has Fizdale done to deserve the respect he's getting? Nothing.
Okay.
I don't understand how y'all co-signed. I'd rather a dude from New York coach the Knicks than some dude from Southern California that's soft. Did he play in the league? Y'all need to stop that nonsense, Fizdale, fam.
Man, Mark Jackson is the coach of the offense, dog.
All right, appreciate the call, Kenyon. Appreciate the call, man. Go ahead, JLs. Go ahead, man.
Mark Jackson don't coach any offense, dog. He lucked out and had Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Yeah, he was born into one of the most gifted offensive players in the planet, and he all they had to do was teach defense. His offensive system is non-existent.
I can't call it. Like, how do you? I agree. He is blackball. Yeah. But how do we bring that here? Like, we don't need any more distractions, bro. We don't need any more drama, any more politics. We need a straight up no nonsense coach that's just gonna focus on this team. Jay Ellis. I love Mark. I hated him on the Pacers, but I love Mark. You know what I mean? I wish the best for Mark. I just don't know, man. People in the chat, let us know, man. Are you Team Mark Jackson, or do you say no way? Leave us a hashtag no way or hashtag Jackson Hive. Are you with the Jackson Hive, not the Jackson 5, or do you say no way to Mark Jackson? Let us know in the chat, and we'll read some of your comments, man.
I'm good on the Holy Grail, Mark Jackson.
I'm good on it, man. All right, let's go to... let's go to Max from the Bronx, man. Max, how you feeling, man?
What's going on, CP Jettis? What's going on?
How you feeling,
man? You know, I don't know what to say because I want to curse, but you know, this is a family show. Julius Randle got to be one of the dumbest basketball players I've ever seen in my life. I can predict the turnover. Here comes the spin move. Here come you dribbling in traffic. There you go again. Listen, it was so bad. They could not take RJ or Frank off the floor.
Couldn't.
You took Frank off the floor for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It collapsed.
Couldn't give him a breather.
He was like, he did everything on defense for them. It's like, you take RJ off, it's the same shit, man.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, I agree with the caller before. Fizdale's clearly not the coach of this team. If Ellington, the three-point shooter, is shooting 27% from three-point land this year, why the F are you playing him over ISO? More than ISO, why are you playing him over Dotson, who could do the same thing
but
play defense?
I agree.
How stupid can you be as a coach?
I agree with that.
How dumb can you be as a coach? Listen, I understand this is Steve Perry of Perry, I don't give a shit what their names are right now. I can't think of it. I'm too mad. I don't care if this is your guy. You got to let him go. Because I know Mike Miller can coach. Because Mike Miller had the Westchester Knicks looking good.
Yeah, Westchester Bowl.
Down there, they made the playoffs. Down there, He had an offensive system down there. That's yep. why I honestly thought they brought him up. I think they, that's why.
Oh, I think so. Said, I think so. I was meaning to.
If this thing don't go right.
Yeah, I think so. I think they warming up the seat, J. Ellison. Appreciate the call, Max. Appreciate the call. We got a lot of callers, so I got to get to it. I think they warming up the seat, J. Ellison. I wanted to ask Alan Hahn if that was an organizational decision or a Fizz decision to bring Mike Miller from Westchester.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree, man. I think so as well, man. Like, he's the one who brought that Westchester Knicks up. They had 9-10 different players come through that next Westchester Knicks team, and they were still able to win. With Mike Miller at the helm, yeah. He had a system in place on offense and defense, had the top offensive teams and top defensive teams in the Westchester Knicks. I mean, you talking about who's the next coach. I ain't looking at Mark Jackson. I might be looking right down the road. We're right down the block at Mike Miller. That might be the guy.
I'm not even ready to talk about this, man, but you guys forced me into this conversation, man. I'm not even ready to talk about this. Let's see what the chat has to say back to Jackson Hive and No Way.
I got tricked too, man.
Childhood Time Machine says, no way. Raw Gittins, Jackson Hive. We got Mr. Mookie says, Becky Hammond. Jack Peters says, no, Jackson. This is Dr. Drama. He says, bring back Patrick. I think Patrick is perfectly fine at Georgetown.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to ruin his legacy bringing him here. No thanks, man. I can't do it to him, man. Rock in the chat says, Sam Cassell, Tom Thibodeau, Jason Kidd, Becky Hammond. EJ Fuertes says Jackson 5. Pedersen's no way. It's a little mix. Giuseppe LaRocca says, how can you guys be Knicks fans and not be Team Jackson? He's one of us. I mean, listen, man.
Phil Jackson was one of us.
Phil Jackson was one of us, too. You know, this is different. This is business.
All right. He was in black and white with Clyde in them.
Yeah, this is business, man. This is business. real quick before you get back to the phone, salute to the Super Chats. Wancho, he says, we need Dolan involved again. Doncho is ringing the bat signal for James Dolan, JLs.
No. I'm not ready.
Tech mode says the super chat. Said this great show is the best part of the Knicks game. Appreciate the support. Appreciate everybody watching. I think so too. I agree with you, bro. Steve Stark, the realtor. Appreciate you, Steve. He says we need to break the Ewing curse by bringing him back. He's the only head coach we all wouldn't crucify. See, I disagree with that. That's why I don't want to bring him back. I don't want to bring him back because I don't want to ruin him.
Yes.
I don't want to ruin the legacy of Patrick Ewing, man. I don't.
Don't need that.
I don't. I don't, man.
Let's remember him as the guy we love.
Yeah.
The big man, 33.
Yeah. Or the guy we love to hate when he was playing.
So. Right. Exactly. We don't need no legacy ruined over here if it doesn't work out.
Right, man. So with everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Let's go to, they wanted to hear from him. Let's go to Ari, man. This is Ari's time. We need to hear from Ari and hear what he has to say, man. Ari, talk to me, man.
What's going on, guys? I wasn't going to call in originally, but I heard you say trade Bobby Portis instead of Julius Randle, and I had to call in.
I'm just going with what's realistic. Realistic, bro.
Why is trading Julius Randle not realistic?
Because you just got him. They just got him in free. That was their big free agent haul, JL. So they're not going to trade 15th. Him. They're not going to trade him, man.
Why not? I don't understand. I think you can get a lot more value for Julius Randle than Bobby Portis. He's on a reasonable contract that's going to expire after next year. There's going to be a contender that's going to need like a backup scoring inside player. Like, he was supposed to be a good player. You know, we could just say that the Knicks screwed him up and that he's still good. You know, there's a lot of value that there's you could get something for him. Whether it's Dennis Schroeder or point guard, doesn't matter. But he's terrible. I hate him. He's worse than Tim Hardaway. He needs to go. He had a good offensive game. He had a good offensive game, and he still had less points than he averaged last year. He's just not the number one option. He thinks he's too good. He can't shoot. His hands are small. He's got small hands. They talk about Trump's small hands. He's got small hands. Can't hold a damn ball. Like, what the hell is wrong with this dude? Honestly, I can't handle Julius Randle. I cannot handle him, and I cannot have Wayne Ellington on the floor anymore. Why, like, if you're not going to put ISO in, put Dodson in.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wayne Ellington's
put Dodson in.
A disaster.
I said put Dotson
in,
man.
Yeah, listen, I'll even concede. I'll even concede. I think ISO should be getting more minutes, but I'll concede for Dotson. But again, I said this on the last call, the last game, but everyone's saying fire Fizdale, and I think Fizdale's terrible. We should fire him. But the real problem is Scott Perry and Steve Mills assembling a garbage roster. I don't care if you got Greg Popovich on this team. This team sucks. There's no talent on this team. If your best player is Julius Randle, who's terrible, and your starting point guard is Frank, when you have to keep Frank Ntilikina on the court, or else you're going to lose. Like,
well, who's playing defense? Come on, Ari, man.
Crazy.
Come on, Ari, man. Who's playing defense out there?
Nobody.
Nobody's playing defense.
Nobody, man.
That's the point. That's the point. If you have to keep him on the floor because no one else is playing defense, what kind of roster did you assemble? Like, seriously, you have none of these players are good. None of them. It's like, and everyone was saying we had a good offseason. Like again, I know we struck out on the free agents, but you could have done a lot better with this money.
I don't know. But we don't know, man. We don't know that, though.
I think we could have.
I don't know, man. Appreciate the call. We don't know. We don't know what we could have got, JLs. I would have loved to have known, okay, from a free agent player to, you know what? I was going to sign with the Knicks, or you know what I mean? Or from the Knicks and said, we had this guy, but we wanted Porter. So we had this guy in our sights, but we wanted so-and-so. All we heard was that they offered Jermichael Green. He took less money to go to the Clippers. Yeah. Was there anybody else? I don't remember. J.J. Redick wasn't coming here.
No, I mean, what happened really was, is like, the pieces aren't really fitting together. Like,
it's not fitting together.
If you look at all the individual parts that we have right now, you say, okay, we need scoring. Julius Randle was giving you 21-8 last season. You're thinking, all right, and he was efficient. So you figure, okay, this could be a good fit. Wait, we still kind of need a point guard. All right, let's get Elfrid Payton over here. He was there with Julius Randle, and maybe you can set him up a lot of times. So maybe that could be part of it too. So like, you look at all these pieces. Oh, we need 3-point shooting. Get Bobby Portis. You look at all these pieces. Like, all right, we try to, you know, supplement things that we need, and none of this stuff is fitting together. Like, everybody is underperforming. Everybody is playing worse than they were last year.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if it's the coaching. Well, I think a lot of it could be the coaching, because I still feel like we should be doing a lot more pick and roll than what we've been doing. Julius Randle should not be doing post-ups. I've seen growth from him, but we still need a lot more guard play.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Whew. Man. All you guys bailed on the rebuild so fast, JLs. So fast. These people bailed on the rebuild, man.
Jeez. I just need more guard play.
Does anybody have patience out there for the rebuild?
I need more guard play. I need more pick and roll.
You know, I got to hit this Mark Jackson stuff,
defense.
Man. I hear you, man. I hear you.
I need another shot blocker.
You got to look. You got to look at the bigger picture. Sometimes you got to pull it back, man. Everybody pull it back, man.
It's frustrating, CP. When you look back, it's 1-7.
It sucks.
Pulling it back, it's still bad.
Nah, it sucks. It sucks, man. It sucks, man.
Back-to-back blowouts.
Yeah. It's not good, man. It's not good. And like I said, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse go ahead.
And the thing is, too, is like, I don't know, man. Because it seems like we're executing well at certain spots, and then everything just falls apart.
Falls apart when Bobby Portis gets in the game. Trade him. That I'll give you. Trade him. We need more defense on off the bench.
Yeah,
I'm not using him as a scapegoat. There's a lot of things wrong. There's a lot of things not going well. There's a lot of pieces on the starting lineup that it isn't working. But that's one of the areas where I think you can get a little bit of help. Is by trading Portis and getting a more defensive big, either calling up Wooten or calling up whatever. Let's see what this kid Ivan Robb is. You got him on a two-way. Bring him up. Bring him up for a couple of days.
That's a fact,
you know,
man.
What I mean?
We need more defense from the bigs off the bench. One guard can set people up and take some of this load off of Julius Randle from being the man.
Yeah.
We need somebody to set screens. We need Mitch to learn to set screens.
That's right.
We need Mitch to be healthy.
Facts. How's my man Reggie Bullock? How's his neck healing? Somebody get me a medical report of Reggie Bullock, man. Oh, man.
We got Dotson. We got ISO. We got other options.
I mean, play the kids, though.
We need not to play Wayne Ellington when he's sucking.
Play the kids, man. My man Q from Brooklyn's going to the Dallas game Friday. Oh, man, this was not the ammo we needed to give Q going into that game, man. Q, how you feeling, bro?
God bless you, Q. God bless you, man.
Man, CP, J. Ellis, why y'all lying on me? Y'all know I ain't going to that game, man.
You sold the tickets? You sold the tickets?
Y'all know I ain't going to that game, man.
Oh, my God. You sold the tickets, bro?
Man, nah, not yet, man. I've been trying. Me and my bro, we going. And he was like, yeah, I'll go, man, to support you. I'm like, what? You're no longer a Knicks fan? You know, so it's just painful, man. I was going to take my kid. He a freshman, made the varsity team. So, you know, he's deciding and everything. So I thought after hearing that, I thought, okay, Knicks going to play good. The Pistons got three guys out. We should be straight.
I really thought this was going to be a good tune-up game, man. I really thought this was going to be a good tune-up.
Yeah.
Get us back on track. Like, all right, here we go. Got washed again, man.
Facts. I thought it was going to be solid. They came out. Once Mitch got hurt, I knew we in trouble.
That was big.
I knew because Bobby Portis, man, he's got skates on his feet.
And they go right at him, man.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
They smell blood as soon as they see him.
They dissing LaMarcus, for Trae Young, but I hate to see Trae Young on Bobby Portis right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be definitely ice skating. It's so many. We got so many problems. We were 2-6 last year at this time. And 1-7, this seems worse. Because the roster should be better.
Roster should be better.
You know, Fizz should have a year under the paint.
True.
You know, we're not even playing ISO. Not even playing Dot. We just seem like this team doesn't have an answer. And it's just going to get worse all year, man. So
appreciate the call. Hey, I just want to run through because we got a ton of calls. All right, Aaron in Monroe is up. Wants to talk about the game and the plans going forward. Aaron, what's going on?
What it be, baby?
How's it going, man? How you feeling, man? Monroe, Louisiana? So, where's Monroe?
No, Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay, no doubt. All right.
Yeah. So right next to New York,
Yeah.
I'm a young Knicks fan. I'm only 18. I've been a Knicks fan for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. And like, you guys are just way too nice, to be honest. I don't know why you guys aren't hating on Fizz too much. Like, you guys really need to be hating on Fizz. Like, I know you guys are like blaming the players and whatever, but like, when you think about it, look at some of the best teams, or not best teams, but some of the teams that have made huge turnarounds this season, like the Suns, for example, with Monty Williams. They just added Ricky Rubio and Aaron Baines, and they have a huge turnaround. When you look at the Cavs, they who's their coach? They got the guy, is it Beeline from Michigan?
Yes.
That's their coach. Mm-hmm. He is totally changing around that franchise. Like, look at it. That team did not have any, like, huge upgrades in terms of talent, yet they're overperforming. I think the Knicks, when you put them side-by-side talent-wise, when you look at the roster...
I agree. They're underachieving.
The Suns, when you look at the roster...
They're underachieving big time. Listen, I agree with you. I'm not saying that we make an excuse for Fizz, Jails. All I'm saying is I just can't see the change again. I'm trying to hold out hope. For consistency and continuity.
Because, like, that's one thing. I agree. I really agree. Because that's one thing that's so concerning about the Knicks. Like, when we hired Fizz, they showed that stat, like, the coach turnover at the New York Knicks. That's shameful. Like, we shouldn't be proud about that. But the thing is, when your coach is not running an offense, and when your coach, like, what is the reason for switching? I know you guys are saying, like, okay, we need good defensive bigs. But the fact that Frank Ntilikina is trying to secure a rebound over Andre Drummond because you guys keep switching. That is shameful. Like, if you don't switch as much, we won't be in the position where a guard is trying to secure a rebound over a big. Like, that's just ignorant. Like, we can't be switching as much. We need to be running a consistent offense. I don't know, like, literally every play down, it's that flare out from the corner three to the top and that handoff. Like, that's every play. Like that's like marked in my mind at this point. Like, I hate seeing it. Why are there no pick and rolls? Like, there needs to be a change in the offense. Like, I know it sounds ignorant to say, like, oh, it's the I feel like you guys are just blaming it too much on the players. But, like,
okay.
Someone said it. Like, when you look at the player stats from last season, like, Julius Randle was a beast. Who was on his team? Jrue Holiday. And then you can't name anyone else. What? Equan Moore. What? Jahlil Okafor. Those players are bums.
Anthony Davis.
It was the coach.
How about Anthony Davis, man? Appreciate the call, Aaron. Listen, I hear you, bro. I hear you, man. Go ahead, JLS. Go ahead, man.
I mean, first, let me give a shout out to Sam. Sam is here. He says we're stuck for the next 3 years. You can give me super chat, $10. Shout out to Sam is here. Yeah. He says we can't fire him because it's not a good look. And I agree with him. It's not a good look right now to fire the coach. And we have to kind of give him a little bit of rope to do what he does. Even though what he's doing right now doesn't seem too good. And to answer his point, I feel like we haven't screamed fire the coach. But we've also been critical of the coach, in my opinion. Like, I don't – like, I've said we need to run more pick and roll. Like, I think we said that a lot. I feel we said Julius Randle doesn't need to be doing point
guard. Right.
I mean, like, it's because I didn't say fire Fizdale week day two doesn't mean I still don't see certain things
yeah.
the coach change.
I think we've been critical of Fizdale as many on many of the similar gripes. Many yeah. other similar gripes on game in, game out. I'm just not ready to fire the coaches yet. I'm sorry. Like, I cannot see, again, more turnover. I cannot see it, JL. They have to work through these problems, man. They have to. Listen, Aaron is right, because night in and night out, you've seen a lot of young teams, a lot of new teams. You know, a lot of the excuses that people have for us, there's new players, it's a new thing, there's new, everything has to come together. There's a lot of teams in the NBA clicking on all cylinders right now. I mean, I watched the Golden State Warriors with no Klay, with no Steph, with no KD, no Draymond, no nobody. First and second year players, Alec Burks out there, and they ran laps around Portland, bro.
Yeah, man.
Ran laps around them. I mean, they were just clicking on all cylinders. Go ahead, bro.
And that's because it seems like there's more of a system there than here, man. Like, at least have a system in place where you can just plug it in and say, go, you go here, you go here, you go here. And then it works out. Now, here we have veterans who don't like to pass the ball all the time. And we don't have a legit system all the time, too. So it's like, man.
It's double negative. It's a double negative, bro.
It's just too many things. It's just too many things wrong right now.
Yeah,
it's like a boat with 20 holes in it. You don't know which one to clog first, man.
I'm telling you, man.
There's a lot to address with this team.
There's a lot to address, man. Well, first and foremost, salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button. We got almost 1,000 people watching here on YouTube alone. Salute to everybody watching on Facebook, on Twitter. Just to reset, this is number one show for the fans, by the fans. You heard a lot of disappointed Knicks fans out there, a lot of angry Knicks fans out there. We got a ton more calls to get to. Salute to everybody on Team Hashtag New. Throw your cities in the chat. We always like to see where everybody's checking in from around the world. Let us know where you guys are checking in from, man. Also, salute to James Howard. Sends us a $10 super chat. JLZ says, best Knicks show on the web, period. Keep up the good work, fellas. Appreciate you, James. We definitely agree with you. Joel John says, Mike Miller takeover. How do you fix the roster? Good question, man. Good question. I Won't Lose sends us a super chat as well, man. Appreciate it. All right, let's go Uptown Shaka from Harlem wants to talk about the loss and wants to talk about Fizz.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? I just want to talk a little bit about the game tonight.
Yep.
It's really disappointing for me to watch. I mean, it started off really good. You know, I was really into it. It seemed like you had, like, a lot of grit and heart. You know, when it first started off, especially coming from Frank, it seemed something for him that I've never seen before. It's like, a look in his eyes.
Frank looked
like,
good. Frank started the game off. He set the tone for the team on both ends. Give him credit. I know Ari don't want to give him credit. He always seems like he's nothing. I thought Frank played a great first half for us.
For sure. Well, you shoot.
He definitely did.
71% from the field. When has Frank shot 71% from the field, man?
Facts.
Frank really set the tone, and you know, I saw glimpses of like feeble Frank in there. I just wanted to keep that up, but I'm just moving on to like I don't know, like I'm not the type like because you know you've been through a lot of coaches. I don't want to just throw Fizz out, you know, out on the cold like that. But I'm kind of losing, like, a little bit of patience with him, you know? Like, I feel like 1-7 is just unacceptable. I would have took 2-6, you know? But 1-7, like, we're doing real bad right now. We're looking worse than last season.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this season we have, like, some veterans. So there should be some kind of, like, we should be better. But, like, I feel like last season we was, like, a little bit better.
Facts, man.
Like, we had, like, a little bit more fight in us. We was actually trying to like, keep up in these games. But now it's just, like, it's,
so what you're saying is, what you're saying is you miss Moody.
Half these games. Nah, I don't miss Moody. I take Frank over Moody. Moody anything.
Yo, but, all right, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Marcus from Maryland. He wants to talk about potential trades. Marcus, what's going on, man?
What's going on? You can hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, man.
Just want to shout out my pop. Staten Island, Knicks fan living in Maryland where KD's at.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say, like, these players that we have, like, I'm not on board with just wholesale getting rid of them now. But I think by the trade deadline, that's a good amount of time to see what's going on and how they're performing. And I agree with Ari that Julius Randle shouldn't be untouchable. But, I mean, I was one of the guys that wanted to, you know, use the cap space to collect assets. You know, and then just play the young players. And I feel like at the deadline, if we're not improving, then we just got to – I mean, a lot of these guys got to go. At least Portis, Ellington, and Morris, you can probably get the best return from maybe a late first-round pick.
Morris is definitely
second-round picks. That way – I would keep Morris if he was willing to re-sign. But if they have, you know, any indication that he's not going to re-sign, then he got to trade him. We just need assets. You know, so when the next disgruntled star is available, you know, we have a boatload of picks to pick them. Or we can just, you know, keep throwing gum at the wall and see what sticks and see if we can get some players in. Because game in, game out, we just don't have the players that the other teams have. When we play Atlanta, Trae Young's going to cook us. We play Sacramento, De'Aaron Fox is going to cook us.
Yeah, but Friday, who cooked us tonight? Tony Snell. Tony Snell cooked us tonight, man. Appreciate the call, Marcus. I mean, Tony Snell cooked us tonight, T.L.S., man. I mean, that's a problem. This was a game we were looking to get us back on track. And we got set back.
Yeah, we did get set back. And I need to check myself sometimes from the purring everything to the ground talk. Because at the end of the day, we still don't have another point guard. We're missing a point guard right now.
Hey, Detroit didn't have a point guard tonight, and we got washed by 20, bro. We can't keep going to the world. I understand it. The point guard issue is a problem. I don't think that was a problem tonight. I don't think that was necessarily the biggest issue tonight.
I think tonight, I mean, not being able to sit Frank or RJ Barrett for 1 minute is crazy, like you said. Like, we need somebody else in that guard position, you can expel one of them, so both of them have to play 40 minutes a night.
Well,
and then, like I said before, Mitchell Robinson, we need another shot blocker behind Mitchell Robinson. We need somebody behind him. I feel like those are two huge problems. And then I feel like the rest of the problems we have is more like playing the right people.
On the coach, to Aaron's point. That's on the coach. Bobby Porter should have never been an experiment to be in the starting five. We don't need that. Make it work with Mitch and Randle, bro. You got to make that work and figure it out.
You know, I have an unpopular opinion about that, too, because, like, game 4 or 5, I don't think it was crazy to try it, because the analytics said that Bobby Portis, next to Julius Randle, would give you a higher return.
But that was also game 4 or 5. I get it. In the early returns, the best five was Elfrid, RJ, Morris, Julius, and Portis. That was the best five.
So I don't think it's crazy to try it. I think it's crazy if you keep trying and it doesn't work. I don't think it's crazy to try it that early. Unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
But
see, I just think in the long run it's not gonna work because you have Portis and Julius who have terrible defensive acumen and IQ. And you're gonna have no rim protection. And the three bigs, you have three power forwards all trying to get out there on switches, guard on the perimeter, you're gonna get cooked.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the reason it worked with the Bulls is because Bobby Portis was hot.
He was hot. He had a good game.
He was hot. So the numbers could have been skewed because Bobby Portis was hot.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a good game.
But at the same time, you saw it was like video of Keith Smart and Julius Randle screaming at each other because Julius Randle keeps saying, I don't have the room to do anything. Mm. And that's probably why they even put Bobby Portis in the star line anyway, because he was blaming the spacing.
True. Now,
I mean, truth be told, you see what happens when Mitch is out there. I mean, you see it's a bad idea.
I hear you, man. Let's shout out some people, then we'll get to the phones. Listen, we got a ton of callers in here. We want to get to as many as we can. So we can't, you know, you guys got to get straight to your point, and so we can get on to the next one. Let's shout out Dre Holiday checking in from Long Island. Rock checking in from ATL. What's going on? Brobaham C. Davies checking in from Perth, Australia. My man Staffordon checking in from Fort Lauderdale. Who you got in your chat, Shales?
Oh, man, I got they call me. Tackle, they hold me down.
Tack, what up?
Jaquin Torres, Troxel Sports Talk. I see you, Ricardo Custer.
Okay.
Johnny Moore Cash, give me that money. Rich Jim, Tony Murdoch, Enzo 954. I see you out there, man.
All right. Mellow Fellow 78, he's team hashtag new. Welcome, Mellow. Shout out to everybody out in Austin. House Flan checking in from Santa Clarita. Salute to everybody, man. Hit that thumbs up for your boys. And let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Frankie from Queens. Wants to talk about Randle, Trier, and Dot. Frankie, how you feeling, bro?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How you doing, bro?
All right, listen. I'm going to try to run through this real quick. Cause I know
Real quick, bro.
So, I have the answer to cut Randle's turnovers in half. Mm-hmm. Stop dribbling spin. He's good on the face-up. And he is good backing down. And he's good on the spin if the spin leads to a jump shot or a shot at the basket. Once he dribbles on that spin, it is a turnover guaranteed.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two. That's all he needs to do. Just stop dribbling on the spin. Frank obviously played well. We know we miss Mitch when he's not out there. Obvious. Now, I'm upset. And I'm not upset over the game. I'm upset with you guys because I've been calling for four shows to try and say the things that everybody's been saying tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not going to play Trier, we understand he stops the ball movement, the flow of the offense, and he may not be great on defense. Play Dotson. Dotson is going to give you so many more things than Ellington can give you. Dotson is going to shoot. He's not going to chuck. And he's a better rebounder, playmaker, defender. And he keeps the flow of the game and passer than Ellington. Ellington has given you nothing in four games. Play Dotson if you do not want to play Trier.
Okay.
It's that simple.
All right. Appreciate the call, man. Hey, listen, we said it, bro. Yeah. We said it. I'm down and take a look at Dot. Obviously we team Dot, team ISO. Yep. Ellington isn't giving us what we need right now, so you got to move on.
Yeah, man. Where's the lie? Like, Dotson is younger. He can play defense. He can pass a little bit. He can shoot. He was hitting stride last season. He was starting and contributing. I'm with it, man. If it's not gonna be ISO, give Dot a shot.
Yeah, sir. I agree with you, man. Let's go to South Carolina. My man Ron Cleveland wants to weigh in. Ron, I know you tight, man. Talk to me, man. What's going on, bro?
Man. Hey. Man, y'all going to have to hold this one for a minute. I'm gonna tell y'all like this, man. How much we lost by the last game?
Sure, too much. Too much, man. Too much, bro.
We come back again. You come back again after you get embarrassed. And this game, we get the same kind of beatdown. We get the same kind of beatdown. The team that we played against was down three starters. You mean to tell me, you look at our roster, and I agree with Ari earlier, and I agree with a lot of the sentiments, man. When you look at our roster, those players, individually, when you call their names out that we signed, those ain't trash players, man. But my problem is, my major problem is with the front office. How in the world are you going to allow Fizz to still be our coach? And CP, I ain't going to get on you much, but Jay Ellis, I'm going to get on you. Because I've listened to you tonight, and I'm going to tell you like this. I heard you say it, and let's just be real. I hear you complaining, and who are you complaining about? You complaining more about the coach than you are the player. I don't care if we got to go through 20 coaches to get a coach in here who know how to coach basketball. You get that. You don't care about what the media is going to say. You get that coach in there. And I'm going to tell you right now, where we need to go at to get a coach, and I don't care, we need to go to San Antonio. Look at all the San Antonio coaches in this league and what they've done when they've left San Antonio. That's where we need to go. Fizdale don't have no offense. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to get embarrassed. We're going to get embarrassed in Dallas. Don't even watch the game. We're going to get embarrassed.
So wait,
that's my call for the end of the night, man.
Yeah, wait, hold up, Ron. Go ahead, Jails.
I'm trying to make sure I'm sure.
All right.
Your gripe is that I'm complaining about the coach and not the players?
I think you said the players and not the coach.
No. My thing is I hear you saying the coach is a problem, but you don't want to replace him because of how long he's had the coach.
Well, I mean, that's me too, man.
You've already recognized the problem.
Yeah.
JP, you recognize the problem, and I love you, man. Hey, I love you. And I love you too, CP. Y'all boys recognize what the problem is. Only thing we got to do is pull the trigger. You get another coach in there with these players, I guarantee you, we gonna rock.
Let me, bro.
This coach is not the coach, but
let me expound on that because I think we kind of touched on that earlier.
Yeah.
Like even though I noticed there's certain things that coach can do better, as a franchise, we look crazy, keep firing coach after coach after coach. I judge other franchises that fire coaches within a week or two of the season starting. So I know I would definitely judge the Knicks if they did that same thing to Fizz. Now, if that happened mid-season and they don't see any progress, then by all means fire the coach, at least minimum mid-season, like minimum. But to do it after seven games, to me, as even if I see some crazy things happen right now, I just think – I feel like it's crazy. It's a sign of instability, and it's going to be the same old Knicks again and again and again.
JP.
Go ahead, Ron. Go ahead, man.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Jealous. Hey, yep. Let's revisit something from this summer. And I hate to even bring this up because the fool is in Brooklyn. But do you guys remember why Kevin Durant said he didn't sign with us? What did he say about the Knicks? He said we lost our way.
But he also said from a roster standpoint, we weren't ready, which I agree with that too.
And I agree with that too. But can you guys honestly say, when you look, this is why we got to move on from Fizz. We look back to last season. That offense didn't have no continuity. He was pulling players in and out. Didn't have no stability. You come into this season, you're doing the same thing. You've had training camp. You've had preseason. Even granted, it ain't that long, and you've had the time to know who's going to be your players. And when you look at our team, man, when you look at the Knicks, this is a major thing with us. If we ain't that great individually as a defensive team. We're not that great individually. What you need to be doing as a coach, and this is my thing, as a coach, you know you ain't that great individually. You know what you need to be doing? You need to slow your offensive down. Slow that offensive down. Guess what? That's going to chew more time off the clock. That's not going to allow the opposing team to get out on these runs.
But he wants to pick that pace up. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate it.
You got to speed that up, man. It's harder to score in these.
Not in the half court. We don't have it.
We don't have it. Especially if you don't even have point guards who can break down a defense on their own. You want to slow the game down? That doesn't make sense.
Listen, man, I hear everybody's complaints about the coach. I hear everybody's complaints. Like I said, my criticisms of Fizz has been the same as everybody else's. I'm just a little apprehensive to say we need to pull the trigger. You know, people say, who cares what the media thinks? It's not really what the media thinks. Yo, we have a terrible reputation around the league. And that's part of the reason. That's part of the reason why KD didn't come here. Yes, we weren't ready with the roster, but look what they're doing in Brooklyn. They could have a losing record right now, and it's still all about us, bro. It's still all about us, JLs. They have a losing record and can fly under the radar because they're in Brooklyn. You have to understand that these moves that we make reverberate. It has shockwaves around the league. Exactly, in terms of our rep, in terms, some fight evil in the chat said it. Look, you know, what other coaches are going to want to come here? What other players are going to want to come here if we just tossing guys in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out? Somebody in the chat said, would another coach do better with this roster? To be honest, I don't know, Jay Ellis, bro. We coming off of seasons where we win 17 games, 30-something games, 33 games, another 17 games. I can't tell you if another coach is going to have greater success with this clunky, non-defense playing roster that we have right now.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know if we have greater success. I know maybe some X and O stuff will look a lot better, but I still stand pat, man. It just, like you said, CP, to double down on what you just said, it's not about the media. It's our reputation, man. Like, we've been trying to change the culture of the Knicks for so long, and to fire the coach 2 weeks into the season, like 2 to 3 weeks into the season, like, not, it's not going to look good, man. It's not going to look good. It's going to deter coaches from coming here. It's going to deter players from coming here. It's just not professional right now, man. We got to give everybody a fair shot, do what they got to do, and then get rid of them so people aren't going to mutiny and say, oh, the Knicks did it again. Because that's exactly what happened with Memphis.
You got to be careful, bro.
Yeah, man, you got to be calculated, man.
We got to be calculated.
You can't be knee-jerk. You got to be calculated.
Listen, but we still have to understand that it has to be about our young players. You know what I mean? We have to make sure that they're developing. Now, if Fizz isn't doing his job in that regard, then we can say, all right, let's make a move because our youth isn't improving. You know what I mean? Whether or not Julius Randle is doing as well, all right, yeah, okay. I would like to see some improvement there. But can you? Kev looks all right. I think Kev is taking a good step. You know, last week, in my good bag and ugly, my weekly recap, I pointed at Kevin Knox's game. I think Kev is taking a step up in terms of his shooting. His shooting is definitely much more improved. He's a lot more great. I mean, I think Kev looks good.
Kev definitely looks good. Definitely looks good, man. Like, he's shooting well all season. And, I mean, Mitch has had a slow start. I will say that. Mitch has had a slow start to the season. But it looks like he's starting to pick back up a little bit again.
Right.
The basics for Mitch still. Just the tweaking the little things, setting picks. Yeah. Really? Setting picks.
Yeah.
Shoot the jumper. Don't be scared. They're leaving you out there.
I mean, listen, they were going to Mitch early. They had Mitch going early. If he got injured, we don't know what Mitch's output would have been would have been tonight. You know,
Frank has a heartbeat.
Frank had a little like heartbeat. I mean, that's what it's about, man. Don't forget, like, that's what it's about. Yes, I definitely want to see wins. Don't get me wrong, man. We only won 17 games. It looks like it's going to get a lot worse this season. I understand that. But we still have to make sure that we're focusing on the youth. We have to make sure that there comes a point when Kevin Knox does get inserted back in that starting lineup. When ISO gets more playing time, or Doc gets more playing time. There has to come a point where there's a transition there. I definitely agree with that.
Now, I will say this, too. To me, in my eyes, if the Knicks do not get 26 to 30 wins this season, it's a failure.
Oh, I said that 100 times. I said 30 is the bar.
Exactly.
And right now, 30 is looking like a miracle.
Yeah, like we have to be in that range. Like, that's the bar for me. So we have a lot of work to do. We have to develop the youth, and I need to see something like 26, 30 wins. If that doesn't happen,
that's it.
Yeah.
I agree with you, man. Let's go to Nate. Nate in Rochester. What's up, Nate?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I'm doing all right.
How you feel? I know you're on the firefighter bandwagon, so Let's hear it.
Nah. You know what's funny? I wanted to bash Fizdale a lot tonight, but, like, I'm looking in the chat, and everybody's trying to say, yo, hire Mark Jackson and Jason Kidd. And I'm just like, man, it's conflicting. Like, I don't really know, like, I don't want to hire those guys. Like,
I don't trust Jason Kidd one bit. I'll tell you.
Both of those guys have problems.
I don't trust Jason Kidd one second.
Bro, as soon as they left their teams, they became championship contenders.
Yeah.
But, like, anyway, I'm going to be positive tonight, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to ignore all the terrible things that happened because everybody's harping on it. But, like, the past week, Frank has actually been a net positive in pretty much every game besides the Kings game, I would say. And, like, we could talk about players that could prove it. Like, Frank, I think, is, like, taking a slight baby step forward. You know? It's like, I'm enjoying that.
Yeah.
Taj Gibson getting in the game was also good. I think, you know what it is? Frank and Taj, I saw in the preseason, they had a good connection on the pick and roll. And Fizdale doesn't trust Frank yet, I think, to handle the ball enough. But when he gets a good screen, Frank can get downhill. And, like, he can make the pass, like, especially on the pick and pop. He's a lot better on that. So I think, like, Fizz just needs to trust Frank a little more. And I think, like, he's doing, like, a good, like, progressive, like, with letting him go more and more, I guess, with the offense. I just think, like, the more you involve him and if he keeps his confidence going, then, like, it's a, we might have something there. I think, like, I don't know. There's too much negativity tonight, man. I'm over it.
Okay.
Dude, you're
okay. Go ahead, Jails.
Nah, like, anybody who's watched the FIBA Frank stuff, the FIBA Frank is a thing for real. Like, him and Gobert, they was able to pick and roll without a problem. Like, for some reason, we can't get a simple pick and roll here. So when people say, like, Frank can't pick, Frank is a pretty good pick and roll guard, but first we need to set good picks. First and foremost, first we need to just run it. And secondly, and I think once that happens, we can kind of diversify the offense a little bit.
Yeah.
There's other things happening in the offense for sure, more than last year. But I think we need to implement some pick and roll in there and involve Frank because he looks good. And he looked closer to the FIBA Frank that I saw playing against the USA, playing against Argentina. He looked close to that today.
Yeah. Nate coming in with the positivity. Okay. Nate coming in with the positivity. Listen, man, I don't know. Like I said, tonight, I can't be positive about tonight. Only on the strength that this was a game. This should not have been a 20-point loss.
Yeah.
This shouldn't have been a 20-point loss. I can't be that positive because looking at this Pistons team, they treated us like garbage, bro.
They did, man. This was a win. This was a must-win.
This was a must-win game, and they flopped. They flopped. They lost it all off of one play.
Yeah.
Off of one play. You could blame Julius. You could blame the refs. But after that, we just never regained any sort of composure. And we couldn't get a stop. Come on, bro. You give him Tony Snell 24 points? He sucks.
Yeah,
give me
man.
A break, bro. Give me a break. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Jeremy in Brooklyn. He wants to talk about the season so far. Jeremy, how you feeling, bro?
Oh, what's going on, gentlemen?
How you feeling, man?
Real quick, just like the season as a whole, like there's just a couple things that people are like missing. One, only in year two of development, like a lot of people keep talking about all these differences that are happening with these other teams that are in year three, four, and five. Like we can't expect to be them in year two when they just got there. So not just that, but also additionally, a lot of the players that we have right now. We improved every position, and I can say that because I remember I called last time and I said the same thing. But the biggest difference was that right now, for some very strange fucking reason, everybody thinks that they need to be the leading scorer at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And none of them are playing team ball at the end of the game. And that's the biggest problem they have. We can talk about how Fizdale is doing this or Fizdale is doing that. Fizdale sets the tone, he sets the pace, and he sets the expectation. They're the ones who are supposed to finish. And if they're sitting there saying, no, I'm the leader. No, I am. It ain't helping nobody. It's not doing anything. Because all they're doing is choking at the last second. It's not helping. Randle is proving to be exactly what I expected him to be. A very good on-the-ball player. he probably would be a lot better if he had that pick and pop. But here's what it is. But I didn't expect him to come in and be the all-star player, caliber player right off the rip. Yeah. This is New York. It's super fucking difficult to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's very hard. All of the amazing players, they die pretty much right away. Like, we kill players all the time because they mess up in one game. I'm not going to kill a player who proved he's capable. Let him, just let him develop. He'll figure it out. He's still learning, too. Okay. It's just one of those things where it's like, it's just that everybody wants to be the leader, but nobody's going to follow.
Well, in fairness, that is on the coach, though, JLs. You have to get these roles established. You know what I mean? You have to get these guys to buy in.
Hmm.
That's on the coach.
Yeah.
That's on the coach.
Yeah, definitely is on the coach.
You know, that's
definitely. There's a lot of things on the coach that has to be addressed, man. That's definitely one of them, man.
Yeah. Yeah. House plan, he says you can see how bad it's getting because everybody's cursing.
Dog.
Remember my man from New Mexico that was from New York, and you were like, yo, he sounds like he's in a good mood. I was like, yeah, that's because he's not from New York no more.
Yeah,
man. Everybody's tight, man.
Yeah, man. Everybody's tight here, man.
Everybody's tight, man.
Man.
I don't know. I'm not sure where we go from here, but it's gonna get ugly out here. I want to address Delano. Salute to my boy Delano. He said, why you don't trust Kidd? He's gotten his team to the playoffs. It's not about Kidd the player. The Kidd the player was Hall of Famer. Kidd the executive, he's sketchy, man. I don't want that, JLs. He stabbed Lawrence Frank in the back.
Yep.
Whatever happened in Milwaukee was strange.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there? I don't trust Jason Kidd, man. I'm good.
I don't trust it either, man.
No, I'm good on that. Because I feel like they will end up tossing Frank Vogel out of there at the first sign of challenge and throw Jason Kidd in there. I feel like he's just waiting for that. So I'm not with that, man.
Yeah, I'm not with that either. He's not trustworthy at all, man. I wouldn't trust him in this organization.
Right? Yeah.
Like, it just seemed like a pattern already.
Yeah, I agree. This was Nick's film school. This was my man, JB. The shortest retirement in Knicks Twitter history. He's back. He says, forget the Knicks record. He says, this was yesterday. He said, is Fizdale the coach you want in charge of developing Barrett, Mitch, and Knox? That's the first question. Second question, he says, are Mills and Perry who you want to build a roster around those players or to maximize the return on those players? He said, Knicks need two yeses to be on the right path. The coaching thing again. Fizz's resume is not long enough to know to be definitive. Yes or no? Like I said, you have seen positive steps forward.
Definitely,
you have seen positive steps forward for some of these young players. You want to see more than playing?
Yeah.
Right. Ninja P Mills. You know, obviously, Ninja P's record of drafting has been pretty good. Steve Mills, not good.
Yeah, I think right now the question is, can you build a cohesive team? To me, is the biggest question.
Right.
Like, you can spot talent. That's great. But talent has to fit together and form a cohesive team. Like, you can't have 27 attack point guards and no shooters.
Yeah.
Then it'll be unbalanced.
Right.
So, drafting talent, yes. Building a team, yet to be seen.
I mean, listen, I really don't believe that this was the team they intended to field out here come opening night, October 27th. This was not the team that they wanted to field. This was the team that they were stuck with based on the amount of money that they had to spend. Okay? This is how you end up with Taj Gibson getting $10 million. Alfred getting, what do you get, $12 million. You know, this is the team. They did not have many options, bro. Like I said, who wouldn't want J.J. Redick to improve your three-point shooting problems? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Who wouldn't want J.J. Redick? He went to a better situation.
And that's why we have to be better, man. Because once we start to – you got to prove proof – you have to have proof of concept, man. That's really what it is, man.
It's a chicken or the egg. It's a chicken or the egg, man. It's a chicken or the egg. So,
gotta have proof of concept, man.
Yeah.
Like, we have to get to 30 wins around to say, hey, we've gotten better. We're starting to build building blocks and we have a system in place. And then improve from there. Because then once you have proof of concept and you have the young players, then you're already in New York. Then people will come. But gotta have proof of concept.
And that's on Fizz. And that is tonight's poll. If you guys, salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button. Welcome to all new viewers. There's a little eye icon at the top right hand side of your YouTube video. That is tonight's fan poll. Vote in tonight's fan poll, and we will announce the results at the end of tonight's show. Salute to everybody once again for watching. We got over 1,000 people tuning in on Knicks Fan TV alone. Welcome to all new. If you guys are hashtag new, leave a hashtag new in the comment section so we could shout you guys out. Once again, it's CP from Knicks Fan TV, my man Jay Ellis from Nick of Time Show. This is the number one show for the fans, by the fans, in all of NBA. I won't even just say for the Knicks. This is the best show on YouTube for fans, by fans. You're hearing analysis of the game. You're getting highlights of the game. You're hearing from callers, pissed off Knicks fans who are irate. You know what I mean? Whether you want to agree with them, disagree with them, call in, tune in for your own entertainment. This is where it happens, man. You're not getting this anywhere else, people. So please support us. Subscribe to the channel. Hit that thumbs up button and share these videos. There's a share icon. There's a share button on the bottom of this video. Please hit that button and share it on your social media feed. The more the merrier. Salute to Tam Hill, says he's kind of new. Salute to Tam Huggerfella. Hashtag new. We have Jerania Fields, hashtag new. What's going on? Glenn Dio Bellaney, hashtag new. And Jared Hopkins Marshall, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, everybody. Oh, you want to shout out, JLs?
Let me shout out to AJ Waiters, man. AJ Waiters, Rich Gem, Brooklyn Charlie, man. Welcome back, Brooklyn Charlie.
Brooklyn Charlie, what's good, man?
Yeah, man. Kevin Middleton, Bagga Jones. I don't think I recognize this name. Says Knicks need Mark Jackson, man.
Everybody wants Mark, man. Everybody, yo, I told you Mark Jackson Hive is buzzing. It is buzzing, bro. Salute to Jean-Louis 007 checking in from Paris. If you guys are checking in from a country outside of the U.S., throw your country in the chat right now. If you're checking in outside of the U.S., throw your country in the chat right now. My man, Gotta Be Legend, says best content on YouTube. He's checking in from Costa Rica, so shout out Gotta Be Legend. We got Gladiator 31356 checking in from Puerto Rico.
All right.
Dominic Paramonte, salute to Dominic. He hit me up on Instagram today. So salute to Dominic as well, man. We got Frank White checking in from Australia. Anthony Parasol. Anthony, you really in Vietnam right now? What you doing? You clubbing in Vietnam right now?
That's it.
All right, let's go to Dallas, JLs.
Okay.
We're going to go to Dallas. We're going to go to Lawrence first, and then Sin is on deck. Lawrence, what's going on? Lawrence from Dallas. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I've been listening for a little while. I'm somewhat new. Thanks, I really like what you guys are doing. It's been a rough one.
Yeah.
I had tickets to go to the games Friday. Mm-hmm. I ain't going. Oh, I can't do it. I can't even watch Porzingis do what he's about to do to the Knicks on Friday. Oof. I cannot do that. I think really, I know Fizz there, he's a problem. But I've just watched how Mills and Perry have been doing things, and I can't stand it. We're losing our young players. You know, I have a feeling, the damage is done. I think Fizz has lost the locker room, or he's on the verge of it if he hasn't lost it already. We're not doing Trier or Dotson any favors. We're not doing any of the young guys any favors because we're not developing them the way they should be developed. We don't know if Trier or Dotson had made a step forward because we don't see him on the court. RJ don't have a choice. Frank only by chance is getting the opportunity because who knows? This game here could be the game that kind of pushes him where he needs to go. But then we all know Fizz, he's going to find some way to screw it up.
Yeah.
And that's the part that bothers me the most.
I think it has to come down between Frank and DSJ. I mean, like I said, I like what Peyton does for this team, and they have played well with him. He's not our future. I need to see more between Frank and DSJ. I need them getting the bulk of the minutes so we can make a good decision. And likely we do know that the point guard of the future is probably going to have to come through this draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, man. Appreciate the call, guys.
I know y'all got other callers.
Thank you, bro.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks, Lawrence.
All right.
Thanks a lot, man.
I mean, Lawrence, man, keep it efficient, JLs. You know what I mean? 7 seconds or less, man. He's with it. He knows what's up.
Yeah, man. You see that?
Absolutely, man. Let's shout out to Dr. Carpy checking in from Canada. We have Siami checking in from Malaysia. Tam Hill is checking in from Scotland. Mr. Mookie, Brisbane, Australia, we got in here. We got Steve Gutierrez, number one fan in North Korea.
Wow.
Somehow, he always finds the perfect internet connection to tune in and chat with us.
Starbucks.
You know what I mean? He's not under rule from Kim Jong-un. They haven't relegated him to reading books for life. He can watch internet, man. So shout out to Steve and his freedom out in North Korea, man.
Hell yeah.
Jamaica baby Shan Hugh. Big up Shan Hugh. Somebody said I don't big up the boroughs enough, JLs. They said I hate on the boroughs. I was born in Brooklyn, man. Come on, man.
Oh yeah, he's born in Brooklyn.
Come on, man. I always love the boroughs, man. I got people all over the way. Jack Peters is no way he's from North Korea. Nah, he's not from North Korea, man. No way, man. They can't do these type of things. All right, Sin, speaking of Brooklyn, Sin, what's going on, man? How you feeling, man?
Hey, thank you, bro. You know I be calling all the time. I be on hold 45 minutes.
Sin, sorry, man. You guys got to understand, we have a ton of calls in the queue, man. We love to hear from everybody. And you know, we have to go in order. You know, it's just how it is, man. So I appreciate the patience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I love y'all though, bro, for real.
Thanks, man.
I'm on here every day after every game. But yo, what I want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk about, like, yo, the lineup, but not just the lineup, like the identity. Like, every team in the NBA, not just NBA, all sports have an identity. Even the Yankees, they get a pitcher or two, and they pay for all the hitters. You know, Mike D'Antoni, we used to have Mike D'Antoni as a coach. He's straight score, 110% scoring, and no defense. So it's like, you know, what's our identity? Are we offense or are we defense? So if you look at it like that, who's our defense? What? Don't say Frank and Mitch. That's two defenders out of fucking 10, 15 players.
That's it, man. Keep it family, we need to
figure out offense and defense. Yeah, we got a lot more offensive players than we do have defensive players. So if it's like that, then let's play ISO, you know what I'm saying? Let's play all the offensive players, because at the end of the day, we're not playing defense. So if it's like that, let's score with them. So we're not going to play defense and stop them. Let's score with them. So let's throw ISO in. Let's throw Briz Dankus. I ain't gonna lie, a lot of people sleeping on Briz Dankus. I like him, bro.
He's my guy, strong, man.
You know, he's not all that, but
yeah.
So I'm saying Knox, let's throw offense in, because at the end of the day, that's the only way we're going to beat these teams is offense. We have no defense. And don't say Frank's going to guard every player on the court.
That's what you're looking at.
I mean,
right now,
you watch the game today?
Yeah, facts. Appreciate the call. I mean,
he guarded every player on the court.
Now Sin wants to outgun everybody, JLs. We just not that team. We don't have the shooters for that, man. You still got to get stops, man.
I was glad you said something, because I was going to tell him, because we can't outscore no one here.
Yeah, we can't. We don't do that well either.
We don't do that well either. Like, I think, how many? What's our average right now? Like 104. I think we're the 27th ranked offense in the league.
Right now. Oh yeah, we're terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. We haven't scored more than like 104 points.
You know, when you're seeing guys dropping their hands, when you're seeing the rotations not being good, that's on the coach, man. He has to get the most out of these guys. We can't just settle for saying, oh, this guy's not good, this guy's not good, this guy's not good. Coach has to hold him accountable. You know, Bobby Portis is out there being a matador.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's the matador.
By the Bulls.
Yeah. Yeah, he was drafted by the Bulls, right? Go figure. So he brings that mentality here.
Exactly.
You got to take him out.
Matador.
You got to take him out. Go smaller. You know, like Sin said, go with Iggy. Go with Iggy and Randall at the five. Shake things up. Iggy's going to play hard. He's going to play hard to try to stay out there.
Yeah, might have to, man. Might be that time, man.
Yeah.
Get these guys in here.
Absolutely, man.
ISO, everybody on the bottom of the bench. Get them all here.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Let's go to Atlantic City. Let's go to Joe. Joe, did you hit the tables tonight after this loss, man? Did you hit the crap tables after this loss?
No, I didn't. I wish I did, though. I should have after that game, but honestly, you know, like, it was a good offensive game, man. I feel like it was well-balanced. Everyone kind of, you know, held their weight, but it's just not enough when you let the other team score 96 points in three quarters. Like, you know, what is that, 32 points every quarter for the first three quarters? Yeah, I don't basically know what they scored in the last one, but that just means we're not playing any defense, man. And you know what else I'm seeing right now? I'm seeing a lot of guys putting their heads down. They're just complaining for every call, and they're just taking their focus off the game, and they're not stepping up and, like, having that bulldog mentality where we got to play, you know, we got to win. When you're, you know, arguing every call, they're not showing enough resilience, man.
They're not showing enough resilience.
There's no one, yeah, man, there's no one, like, saying, like, yo, guys, let's do this. Like, they're just complaining. I see a bunch of complainers. I don't see any leaders, man. And that's our number one problem.
Hey, that's a fact.
I swear.
Yeah, that's a great point. There's no leadership right now, JL.
But I don't know, how do you guys feel? Do you feel like tonight was more our defense was slacking? Or,
yes,
like, do you feel we just didn't have enough offensive intensity?
Yes.
Like,
I think the,
you know,
defense,
like the last caller said, like, we could outshoot them.
Yeah.
But
I think the defense, you know what I was thinking, JL? Even in the first half, it was like, the Pistons were out by lead. They were up by four. They were up by six. We cut it to two. Then they go back up. We cut it. Well, like I said, we just could not string together enough stops to really take command of the game. Like, we were always trying to either keep the pace or catch up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
We couldn't get those key stops on defense. He was either like Tony Snell would clap back, or they would get those leak outs off the long rebound. Or it would be Markieff Morris, or, you know, in the paint, you know, or Andre Drummond, of course, getting those high percentages. We just could not stop them.
Yeah, man, we couldn't stop them. We made stupid little mistakes, like you said, with the leak out on the second chance points. Like, the rebounding was bad once Mitchell Robinson came out, so that was a huge
difference. We lost on the boards.
And in the free throw shooting as well. The free throw shooting has been a big, big Achilles heel of us. All year. I mean, all year hasn't been that long, but that's something else we have to definitely shore up. But defense for sure is the biggest thing that's been holding us back.
I mean, if you look at it, you know, Randall, 3 rebounds, Morris, 4 rebounds, Mitch had 4 in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
RJ had the most on the team with 6.
Like, I wonder what their second chance points numbers are, though.
I got to check that stat, man.
Yeah.
I got to check that.
Yo, guys, can I just say one more thing before I go?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, every Knicks fan knows this. At the end of the day, any team could beat anybody. You know, don't pull ourselves out now. I know we're 1-7, but we could easily be 7-1. You know, I hear a lot of people saying, oh, we got to fire the coach. We need to get new players. That's not what real Knicks fans would say. We could say, yo, we're still in this. We just got to keep going, man. We can't give up now.
It's too early
to give up.
Hey, man. And Joe's an optimist. You know, we're starting to learn that. He's an optimist, and we appreciate that, man. But the problem is, yo, we've been losing for 20 years. We've been losing since last year. 17 games we won, man. It's rough. It's rough out here, man. It just seems like there's no ending in sight. We know we're rebuilding. We know it's going to take time, JLS. We're not trying to make the play. You know, it's not like playoffs is a realistic possibility. We just want to just let me string together. Can we go on a 2-game win streak?
Let's do that.
It's baby steps, man. Just baby steps.
Let's do that. 2-game winning streak. I would like that. A winning streak. Can we get on a 1-game win streak? Can we do that?
I just a little something, man.
Can we win one, lose one? Give me that.
It just doesn't look good, man. It just doesn't look good. And then when you look at the schedule that we're looking at come the middle of this month for the next 2 months thereafter, it's going to get ugly before it gets better, bro. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, man. And that's where my pessimism comes from.
Yeah, how long does our pancakes schedule last, man? Like, how long does that go?
Let me see if I could pull it up here. I had it up here. So to everybody in the chat once again. Alex, what was that stat that you just shared? I missed it. If you could pull that back up. Let me get the schedule again. So we got the Porzingis games. Then we have... That's November 20th to the 9th. All right, so let me pull up that schedule. November 20th to January 9th. Well, that's certainly going to include December 10th at Portland, December 10th at Golden State, December 13th at SAC, December 15th in Denver. Then you have January 3rd, Phoenix, who's a tough team now. January 5th, Clippers. January 7th, Lakers. January 8th, Utah. Mm. That's just December through January. That's just your two West Coast trips, December through January. Let me pull up the full schedule to make this even more realistic and painful for the masses.
Man.
So to everybody in the chat once again, let me just pull this up here. Hang tight, people. Yeah, it's gonna be rough, man.
Rough.
Is going to be rough. All right, let's pull the schedule up. See what we're dealing with here. Okay. So let me just make this a little bit bigger. Some people might need glasses. Okay. All right, here we go. Friday, Dallas. You got Cleveland, who's playing well. Next Thursday, Dallas. You got Charlotte, who's playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland again. All right, here's where it starts. November 20th at Philly. 23rd, San Antonio. 24th, back-to-back against Brooklyn. Again, back-to-backs.
Okay.
27th, Toronto, and Toronto. 29th, home against Philly. December 1st, Boston. December 2nd, at Milwaukee Bucks. December 5th, home against Denver. December 7th, the Pacers. Malcolm Brogdon is killing it right now.
Oh, man.
December 10th is a West Coast trip. At Portland, at Golden State, at Sacramento, at Denver. December 17th, Atlanta. That's not a gimme anymore. Trae Young balling.
Yep.
December 20th in Miami. No gimme.
Nope.
21st, Milwaukee again. 23rd, Wizards. Is that the next win?
I don't know, man.
December 23rd?
I don't know, man.
Next win?
I can't call what's a win now anymore, though.
Facts. January 1st, home against Portland. January 3rd at the Suns. January 5th at the Clippers. January 7th at the Lakers. January 8th at Utah. Zion game, January 10th. I mean, and then, you know, things get varied from there. It's ugly, man.
I'm looking at Cole Anthony clips right now.
At what point do we move to our lottery programming?
We do the lottery next week, bro.
It's going to be early, folks. It's going to be early, man. We got to call Spencer and get him prepped.
Breakdown of a Carmelo Ball.
Anthony Edwards highlights are going to be shown.
Yikes.
Oof, it's going to be a cold winter, bro. Man.
Jeez.
It is going to be a cold winter, bro. Hang in there, Knicks fans. Hang in there, man. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll take a couple more and then we'll wrap. So to everybody in the chat once again, please hit that thumbs up button for your boys. That was Joe. Appreciate it, Joe. Let's go back to South Carolina. James, what's going on, man? How you feeling, bro?
Hey, what's up, CPJ Ellis, man? Man, this is a rough night, Doc. Can you hear me, man?
Yeah, loud and clear, bro. How you doing, bro?
All right. So, look, man, I might have a solution, man. You know how D'Antoni brought in Woodson as a defensive specialist?
Mm-hmm.
This dude needs some help, bro. He ain't got no offense, man.
None.
We had 2.5 seconds left at the end of the first quarter. No play. He do a spread 4. Come on, man. I coach kids. Bro, I would have at least 2 screening pops going on, 4 people with their hands up looking for a shot. We got less than 3 seconds. Somebody got to shoot.
Yeah.
He ain't got no plays, man. And I'm on that, you know, I understand we can't just keep flipping on coaches and get a new, you know, all the turnover with Fizdale. But Fizdale needs some help, man. He ain't got no offense, man.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's ugly, man.
You know? And maybe Mike Miller is that move. Maybe Mike Miller is that move, man. I don't know. I don't know. I take Woodson as an offensive coach. At this point, we'd be a ball club again.
That was the call of the night,
man. Damn,
man. That was it, man. Appreciate the call, Jay. That was the call of the night, JLS. That was the call of the night, man. He said he'd take Mike Woodson right now.
Offensive mastermind, Mike Woodson.
Oh my God. You know what? My man Eric Booker, shout out Eric Beats. He came in through and rocked with us at the suite opening night. He had a good point. You know, how does everybody feel about Brett Brown these days? How does everybody feel about Brett Brown, the coach of the Sixers these days? You know, back in the day, we could recall very, very short memories, bro. Because just a few years ago, people were calling him, you know, everything under the sun. Everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Everybody, especially Philly, you know, Philly sports fans, you want to say we have no patience. Philly's the same way.
Oh, yeah. They'll kill Santa Claus.
Right? Right? All of a sudden now, everything's over. Philly. All right, Philly could win the East now. Okay.
Yeah.
Because they have talent.
That talent. Talent matters.
Talent matters too,
talent,
man.
Talent definitely matters.
Talent matters. I'm not giving Fizz a complete pass. All I'm saying is I'd like to see a couple more upgrades here from a talent standpoint.
There's blame to go all around here.
There's blame to go all around.
There is no one answer.
Yes, agreed. Agreed. But like I said, if you're going into this thing with Julius Randle and Marcus Morris as your best players, you're not going to be a good team, no matter who else is on the roster, bro. That's just realistic. That's just being realistic.
That's a fact. We need to develop these guys quick. We're supposed to have a development coaching. We need to develop these guys quickly, man.
So again, we want to see development. That's on Fizz.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see more talent infusion. That's on Perry and Mills.
Yep.
Let's see it. RJ is a piece.
And I want to see the offense of the French national team.
He said he had that in the bag. He said he stole it. I'm still waiting. We're still waiting for you to throw that out there, Fizz. Where is it?
Where's the bag?
We're still waiting to see it. I'm still waiting to see it, man. Where are the Colette plays at Unleash FIBA Frank? Where are they, man?
Call Colette. Can we call Colette?
Can we call Colette? Somebody, French Knicks podcast, please connect us with Colette. We need him on the interview. Tell him Knicks Fan TV needs answers on how to unleash Frank.
Facts, man. Colette, assistant coach.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go. Who's going to be the closer tonight? It's going to go to Delano, North Carolina, man. Delano, you're the closer tonight, man. Talk to me, bro. How you feeling, man?
Hey, salute to everybody in the chat. I'm doing all right. How about y'all guys?
Good, man. How you feeling?
All right.
Yeah, man. Listen, I just want to say I appreciate what you guys do all the time. You know what I mean? The first thing I want to address, though, we're talking a lot about the coaches and the personnel. But who's the guys that's responsible for putting all that together? Scott Perry and Steve Mills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Scott Perry just got there. So why are we not looking at firing Steve Mills? Because he's the one that's been in charge of putting this roster together before Scott Perry arrived.
I'll tell you why very quickly.
Dolan.
That's it.
Yeah.
James Dolan is...
Yeah, which goes to...
He's loyal. That's his guy. Steve Mills has been here for a long time. That's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's where the whole, you know, change into the culture situation, where I can't look at just Fizdale alone. I have to look at everything else. If James Dolan really wants to change his culture and get back to winning, I think you really have to clean house, because you've got guys that you say, okay, we're going to clean house, but you keep seven of the guys if you've got a 12-man office. So what exactly did you clean? You just got rid of a few people that don't agree with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, the roster problem, again, it falls on the front office. You're the ones that implemented this roster. Hey, this guy deserves the X amount of dollars for X amount of years. That's not on Coach Fizdale. Fizdale's problem is not being able to put the talent together. But I also look at, again, these guys have been these players from the very beginning. You've already seen what these guys can do. Portis's issue with defense is not a new thing. That's always been his problem. That's always been his knock.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with Randle. I'm going to keep saying it because I've always said this even from the beginning of free agency. It was a failure, but the biggest problem I have is we don't have a starting caliber point guard, and we don't have another legitimate center. And I would have rather, if you were going to go for anything, you could have brought back Vonleh on another cheap contract for one more year. And because of the fact that he doesn't require all that extra movement, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He spaces the floor a little bit better than Randall does. And also look at the fact that you could have brought in a Robin Lopez, because if you're looking at rim protection and defense, and
Rallo. But again, let me just stop you there, though. I hear you with Rallo. Somebody even in the chat earlier said, Bojan Bogdanović. That was a guy, JLS, we talked about every night on the free agency show. Yeah, who's to say they wanted to come here? Rallo was not going to come here over the Milwaukee Bucks to play with his brother. Bogdanović was not going to come here to overplay for Utah. That's why when these guys said on media day, you can control what you can control. Meaning, just because the guy's out there doesn't mean we could necessarily get him. I need to know. We don't know for sure who we definitely missed out on. That's all I'm saying.
And I also like to say too, like we traded Tim Hardaway Jr., which was, a great move.
Yeah.
Like, so we're missing a guy who can average 20 points, who can carry the offense, and because we don't have that reputation to attract these big guys yet, Julius Randle was it. We kind of had to try to see if what we saw last year from Julius Randle was a fluke or not. So that's why he has the deal he has, and that's why he's here. So, it makes sense And it makes sense to bring him here if he's averaged 21 points a game last season. Now, maybe we do need an actual point guard to unlock what Julius Randle was giving the Pelicans last year or even the Lakers the year before that. So, I do agree with you. But as far as a 20-point scorer, someone that can – like, I wanted Vonleh here too, but I still feel like we needed somebody who can potentially score more points than Vonleh could.
Yeah, I'm not crying for Vonleh. I'll let y'all know that. It is what it is. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm talking about more important plays. Like, I don't, I just don't know. Obviously, outside of the obvious, I just don't know who were the guys that we said, okay, damn, we could have had him, and he could have made us a better fit than a Portis. You know what I mean? Well, some people say, okay, Portis was a result of not knowing that Morris was available, and I probably think so. I probably do think so. You know what I mean?
And on top of that, I also wanted to add, too, on top of that, the reason that we signed Ellington was because of shooting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. The difference between him and Dotson is 0.4 points on the three-point line.
Yeah.
That is, to me, it was a wasted signing, because Dotson can do a little bit more. He's not, leaps and bounds better, but he can do a little bit more than what Wayne Ellington does. He's a 3-and-D guy, but again, he can't put it on the floor with consistency, at least with Dot. Dot can do that. Dot can give you a little bit of floor spacing and can create his own shot. He might not be able to create for others, but he can at least create for himself. And I thought that was more prominent than trying to get somebody else who can space the floor.
Okay.
When we needed shooting, which is, I think, why I look at, again, the same guys I always talk about, and even the J. Michael Green. Mm-hmm. J. Michael Green can actually hit the three the same way, from the baseline. I think if we just had another guy that drove and kicked, we could have got that. And the way that Barrett plays, it's evident that he's the kind of player that we could have used last year to propel those guys that was getting those looks but had maybe a contested shot or a semi-contested shot and would have gotten a little bit more freer. So, like I said, I don't blame Fizdale right away, and I don't want to go through the coaching carousel every season. But, I think that's the only reason I'm not on that fire Fizdale train.
Okay. All right, appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate the call, Dylan. JLS, like I say, man, it's 8 games.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, the bad news is we're 1-7, or 1-6, 1-7. The good news is it could have been 0-7, that Bulls game. It could have been 0-8, that Bulls game. We got lucky there, but.
Definitely.
We got to come together. This is what we have. This is, again, keep it to the rebuild. This is still about our youth through this 82-game stretch. It's still about that. Yes, we want to see W's. We're tired of losing. We're tired of getting embarrassed. You know, especially when you support this team. But, you know, it just is what it is, man. Friday's another day. And we'll pick it up in Dallas, man. We'll pick it up in Dallas. Hopefully, we'll have Mitch in tow.
Please.
But we'll see, man. But on that note, JLs, let's get out of here, man.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Yo, check this out, family. All right. Nigga Time Show is back in effect. We are on YouTube right now. If you want to see the latest installment of Nigga Time Show on YouTube, just click that little eye in the right corner of that screen. It will take you to the last episode. You can watch it, episode 94. Nick's, ironically, it's called Baby Steps, but we're taking steps backwards right now. It's still a great episode, so definitely check that out. Also, check out our writers on thenickoftimeshow.com. We have some cool writers on here with us. We have Ken, Dave hasn't written in a while, so, and also some other writers as well, so definitely check that out. Link is in the description. Also, follow me on all social media, at The KOT Show on Twitter, The Nick of Time Show on Facebook and Instagram. That is all. Back to you, C.
Oh, man. Jay Ellis, hang in there, man. Hang in there, bro. Better days ahead, man. Yeah, man. Salute to everybody that came in here. No doubt about it, man. We had over 1,000 people come in here and talk about a Knicks loss, man. We appreciate everybody's support. Please share these videos. Please hit that thumbs up on the way out. Very important to support this show. Please subscribe to the channel. Very important. I'm on my way to 20,000 strong. Trying to get there before Christmas, man. So share these videos. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. It's free to subscribe. It can't all, every number counts for me. So if you can please hit that subscribe button, that'd be greatly appreciated. This show is available in audio podcast format: Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Amazon Alexa. Talk to your Alexa, just say "Play Knicks Fan TV," and you'll play here tonight's show. All the podcast links for your favorite platform is in the description below. Real quick before we go, I want to shout out everybody that sent the super chat as well. Tank Mode, One Young Bale, Wancho, Tank Mode again, Steve Stark, thank you. Some Dude, thank you. James Howard sent the super chat. Joel John, I Won't Lose 187, we appreciate it. Above the Rim, BK, we appreciate it. He wants Kenny Smith, J. Ellis.
I need experience.
Yeah. Ari says, Fire Ninja Turtle P and Fizzdale.
Ninja Peach Teas in stores now.
Yeah.
Link in the bio.
Facts, man. Lucas Blythe, thank you for the super chat. And Michael Parker, number one fan of the show, thanks for the super chat, man. The super chats, all the donations go a very long way. We're trying to build this thing a grassroots movement, the best channel for the fans, by the fans, that we can make. And with your support, we are well on our way. We will be announcing our Patreon subscription coming up soon. And like I said, man, this is, you know, if you're not satisfied with the coverage that you're getting from other outlets, we won't name names. This is where it's at, man. So we want you guys to come back here every post-game, win or lose, man. It's about the fans. It's about how we feel. And, yeah, man, we just appreciate all the support thus far, man. So we will see you guys Friday night. Yeah. Kristaps Porzingis. Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. I'm not giving up hope yet, J. Ellis.
All right, let's get it. Yeah,
in
man.
Fizz, we trust, man.
I feel a lot better if we have Mitch, man.
Yeah, me too. Me too, man. Say a prayer for Mitch, man. We'll see you guys Friday night. Peace.